Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Armed British police searched a home in a London suburb and evacuated the surrounding area as a precaution after an earlier arrest. It was in connection with Friday's rush hour bombing on a London subway train that left 30 people injured. Neil Basu is Britain's senior national coordinator for counterterrorism policing.
We have identified 121 witnesses, and we've spoken to 100 of them already. Officers continue to trawl through many hours of closed-circuit television footage, and more than 180 videos and pictures have been sent to us by the public. We continue to take a large number of calls from the public through the confidential anti-terrorist hotline. And the public's help remains crucial.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility for that assault. Friday's blast, the fifth major terrorist attack in Britain this year. Security troops in the Democratic Republic of Congo killed at least 36 Burundian refugees, injured more than 100 others during confrontations over plans to return some of the refugees to Burundi. Soldiers and police opened fire at refugees as they tried to free some of their compatriots in a town on the eastern side of the DRC near the Burundi border. UN Refugee Agency expressed shock and sadness over the deaths and said it's calling for an investigation. The Bangladesh government plans to construct a large camp to house some 400,000 Rohingya Muslims who have poured in from neighboring Myanmar over the past 3 weeks. Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and other rights groups say they have evidence showing that the Myanmar military forces systematically targeted and torched Rohingya villages. This is VOA News. About 3,000 leftist activists and migrants marched through central Athens to honor the memory of an activist rapper who was murdered by a neo-Nazi sympathizer 4 years ago. VOA's Behshan Hamdard has details.
The protesters marched past the U.S. Embassy on their way to the main offices of extreme-right, anti-immigrant Golden Dawn Party, demanding that the offices shut down and party members jailed. Police wouldn't let the march reach the Golden Dawn headquarters and had some firebombs thrown at them. Police responded with tear gas.
Protesters also were remembering an American woman who was killed last month by a self-identified white supremacist at a nationalist rally in the U.S. state of Virginia. United Nations is reporting that world hunger is on the rise because of conflicts and problems related to climate change, and they're multiplying. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
The statistics in this report are particularly grim. They show that global hunger is on the rise again after more than a decade of steady decline. The report warns that malnutrition is threatening the health of and compromising the future of millions of people worldwide. The report says 155 million children under age 5 suffer from stunting of their bodies and often their brains, thereby dimming prospects for the rest of their lives. It notes 52 million, or 8% of the world's children, suffer from wasting or low weight for their height. Executive Director of the UN Children's Fund, Anthony Lake, says the lives and futures of countless children are blighted because of food insecurity, and those trapped by conflict are most at risk. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Facing a nuclear threat from North Korea and the plight of the minority Muslims from Myanmar, world leaders gathering at the United Nations starting Monday to tackle these and other tough challenges, from the spread of terrorism to a warming planet. Spotlight will be on President Trump and France's new leader, Emmanuel Macron, who will both be making their first appearance at the UN General Assembly. They will be joined by more than 100 heads of state and government. Well, hurricane season continues. That's the season in the Atlantic for the most part. However, some in the Pacific as well. Hurricane Jose threatening heavy surf along the eastern U.S. coast. Tropical Storm Norma nearing Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. And Tropical Storm Maria forming in the Atlantic Ocean. Expected to strengthen into a hurricane, taking aim at some already battered Caribbean islands. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.